Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Vic's Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vic and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf. Talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had new golf, the golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. Yeah. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Big's Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA 1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
What exactly are we talking about?
Politics.
Sports.
Education.
We'll tell you any you want to hear.
We talk, you listen.
Big's Golf Talk.
Well, here you all are, waiting to hear my broadcast. How very nice of you.
Big's Golf Talk.
America is talking.
Talking and talking.
Yaggity yak!
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about talk.
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Do you know who this is?
Big's Golf Talk.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
That's the fact, Jack!
Now we'll talk.
Big's Golf Talk is presented by Bridgestone Golf. Believe it, they are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow leader there, made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Oh, preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Big's Golf Talk. Photo Ball Markers are available for sale. All you have to do is send an email to Photo Ball Marker and tell them you want to purchase a Big's Golf Talk Photo Ball Marker, and away you go. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. McNally 22 is the designer and creator of Big's Golf Talk imaging and logo. And that logo on the photo ball marker that you see, McNally 22 designed and created it. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today, no matter if it's a golf bag or an accessory, ufotourgolf.com. Oh, you never want to putt with a dirty ball. No, 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 no. All you have to do is clean it and sink it with Ready Putt. Rocket Sports, improve your game today with Rocket Sports. Have no fear, because Encore Golf is here. So Nike Golf, no more golf balls? That's okay, Encore Golf, as you covered. Be more with Encore. Our guest line is sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Visit loftgolf.net. In our golf news is sponsored by Golf Knickers. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your Golf Knickers today. Our listener line is 262-297-3111. 262-297-3111. Connect with Big's Golf Talk on Facebook, Twitter, Golf Ball. Oh, I just got my Nike Vaporfly driver, and oh, is that thing sweet. Talk about that in just a little bit. Also, look for us in the Facebook group, The Fairway Forum for the Love of Golf. You can follow Big's Golf Talk and Big John Vic on Instagram, and also follow me, Big John Vic, on the Golf Match app. Don't forget, you can subscribe to iTunes and the Google Play Music Store to hear Big's Golf Talk at your convenience on demand at all times. And boy, oh boy, people are loving the Google Play Store with Big's Golf Talk being available on there. Good morning, everybody. I'm Big John Vic. I hope everybody has had a wonderful, wonderful week. It's dog days of summer, as they call it here in the Midwest, August. Yeah, and that's when we get some hot and some heat and some humidity. Had that all week long, but that's okay. That doesn't stop us from enjoying the golf course, because we know that, oh, just a short maybe 16, 15 weeks, we're going to have some white stuff on the ground, and we're not going to be able to enjoy this great golfing season anymore for the next few months after that. But right now, we're going to enjoy it all the way through October, I hope through October at least. And joining me is our, step-in co-host, once-in-a-while co-host, our golf contributor. He's a man of the hour. He is the king of social media, Bill the Golf Father Quabus. And Billy, how was your week, my friend?
It's very good. Very good. Thank you. How was yours?
Oh, mine was really, really good. It was really good. You know, loving my yellow Encore golf balls, the Avant balls, loving those things, shooting darts on the green, Billy, where everybody else that's using other golf balls are releasing on the greens at Edgewater Golf Club. But for me, I shoot it high and fly it high and then land it soft and dart it right next to the pin.
There you go. That's perfect. You know, I actually want to try them. The only time I've ever played Encore was when I found one.
Really?
I found one, and I hit it so far that I hit it over the green and into the water. So it only lasted a couple of shots, but I got to get to try that ball.
Well, before we get to our golf news next week here on Biggs Golf Talk, we will have Encore Golf on to tell you how you guys don't have to be worried for those that use Nike golf balls, because they have a solution for you. So we're gonna be joined by Encore Golf next week here on Biggs Golf Talk. And let's get to our golf news. Our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. It's the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full lines of men's plus fours, or golf knickers as you know it. They also have golf knickers for the ladies and the youth as well. To complement the knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. And their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers such as myself and other golfers around the world. They are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played. So head over to golfknickers.com. And Billy, today's show, we're going to have Gus Buster Umbrella. We'll talk to you about it in a little bit here, because you have experienced the Gus Buster Umbrella. Steve Ashman's going to be joining us, and what a great guy he is. I had a chance to talk to him earlier on in the week. And Andrew Workman, he's going to be joining us. He's going to be golfing 100 holes, not 18 holes, 100 holes for charity. We'll talk about that in just a little bit with Andrew. He's going to be our last guest out of the gate. And let's not forget your Golf Life Report. So our golf news, Billy, you got to imagine the blockbuster news coming out of Nike Incorporated. They're going to be seizing manufacturing golf clubs, balls, and bags. And it looks like, quote unquote, Trevor Edwards, president of Nike brand, says we're committed to being the undisputed leader in golf footwear and apparel. They will achieve this by investing in performance innovation for athletes and delivering sustainable, profitable growth for Nike Golf. No more golf clubs, no more golf balls, and no more golf bags by Nike. What a shocker this week out of the golfing news.
It was shocking, but the one key word in that whole thing was profitability. That's the whole thing. It wasn't profitable. I mean, I personally, with Tiger out, I think it hurt their sales a lot. Because anything that Tiger uses, everybody was running out. Whether they hated them, loved them, Tiger used it, everybody wanted it. Tiger's been out of the spotlight. He hasn't been using their clubs. Rory, has he really shown up for Nike? Tiger's the man behind Nike Golf. So I think, while people are very critical of what's going on, I think it's smart for them. You know, it's about the bottom line for them at the end, and they can't keep taking a loss all the time.
I think the two Nike, I guess you want to say, successes for 2016 season, Brooks Koepka, a really nice guy, and Michelle Wee. You really haven't seen any other Nike golf pros such as Rory McIlroy. Tiger Woods is obviously, he's been injured, he's recovering, and not going to be golfing in the 2016 season in the pairs. OEMs are just releasing golf equipment like twice a year, and I think the public and the consumers are just saying, you know what, we're tired of that.
Yeah, but then you got reports from other places, Titleist, profitable, Callaway, they exceeded their expectations. I mean, that was all over the news as well. What, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, how well Callaway has. I think it was 6% over what they wanted to be on the equipment side. And yet you see the presence that they have, whether it be socially, whether it be on TV, commercials, you see them everywhere, and they're still having a big profitability, and they're coming out with clubs, like you said, you know, 2-3 times a year. They're coming out with new golf balls. Every 3 months, 4 months, you see another golf ball, and they're still showing a profit. Why? They have a lot of stars in their stable. They keep adding the big stars to their stable, and their guys are winning. You know, you're seeing how they're winning four events. They're winning on the web.com. They're winning on the LPGA with Lydia Ko. They're winning, you know, on the PGA. They're just winning. So I think that was a problem for Nike. They didn't have the caliber. I mean, they have great golfers. Michelle Wee's awesome, and Kopka is good. But they're not winning like these other people are. Right. They're just, it's not there. So you have three major companies that are making a lot of money that aren't suffering, but I just think Nike just wasn't, you know, let's say up to par.
Does, no pun intended. Well, let me ask you this. Does somebody in marketing lose their job over this? Because here's the deal. Mm-hmm. You mentioned some great brands, and those great brands really market and really push that marketing towards improving the game with that amateur golfer. Nike has failed to do that and has only promoted the fact that any equipment they release, they show Rory McIlroy teeing off with it. They show, you know, another pro playing with it. But they really haven't marketed game improvement to the amateur out there. Somebody in marketing at Nike Golf loses their job over this?
Well, you saw Tony Finau posted the thing. The first thing that when he found out about it was, wow, a lot of his friends are going to lose his job. That's the reality. A lot of people are losing. They're going to lose their jobs over this and stuff like that. So I think it's more than just the marketing people. Did they fail in the marketing? I think so, because you see what, even Titleist, years ago, and I've only been golfing for 9-10 years. Years ago, in my mindset, and everybody else's mindset, Titleist was strictly for pros. Titleist wasn't social friendly. Titleist wasn't this. Titleist wasn't that. Titleist got away from that. They showed that they were friendly to the average guy like me and you. You know, you got the bulky wedges. They brought in everything. They have Team Titleist for guys like me, which I've been part of for maybe 7 years now, you know, where they're interactive with us. They look for people like me and you to test their products. Callaway is doing a phenomenal job. From the pirate ship to getting these trick shot players, I mean, they've covered everything from LPGA, women's golf, kids golf. They got everything covered. And I think that's why they're growing so big, because they covered all their bases. And they're giving people like us the opportunity to get, you know, products that are made for us, not just the pro. We know that we're not going to hit the ball 400 yards and stuff like that. Although some people say they do, we know we're not going to do it. But the thing is, they're making more technology to make the game more fun for us. And that's what it is. I don't, Nike was never one of my favorite brands, although it was the first set. Well, the second set that I actually owned were Nikes, and it was more because of Tiger. You know what I mean? I wanted to be like Tiger. I knew I was never going to be Tiger, but I wanted to be like Tiger. So,
now, just this week, I received a driver from Nike Golf, thanks to golfball.com, having a giveaway, and I actually won the giveaway. And I just received the driver. This might explain some of the issues I had receiving the driver, as a matter of fact, with this news coming out, because there was a long delay.
Now you know why.
And now we know why. Now we know why, because I'm sure there was meetings and there was, you know, all this happening and behind the doors and stuff like that, and something slipped through the crack. But sure enough, they made sure that the winners got their prizes. I think this explains a lot with the delay of receiving it. So, you know, where does Tiger go? Where does Rory McIlroy go? What brands do they turn to play? I mean, I'm sure people are knocking on these guys' doors and pounding and, you know, and getting with their agents. As a matter of fact, Tiger Woods' agent just releasing on Thursday. Tiger has not decided, and there is no decision on what brand Tiger Woods will be using for equipment.
Yeah, but then you have some of them that were like Mizuno. Did you see Mizuno out on social media?
Yep.
They were promoting the fact that somebody might have been playing their Blue Woods already, and that I guess they were encouraging Tiger to reach back out to them, because apparently he might have had a couple of their clubs in his bag in the past. So who knows? I mean, you already know whoever gets Tiger. is going to be huge. And right. then people are like, well, is Rory going to go back to Titleist? And it's more, does Titleist want Rory?
Well, that's the thing, because they ended their relationship on a sour note.
Exactly. You know, you go and you cut your throat on one side because you're, you know, making a lot of money and blah, 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 which a lot of people do. But does Titleist want him back? Everybody's like, oh, well, he's going to Titleist. No, does Titleist want him back? Does Titleist want to carry that kind of huge check when they don't need it? You know what I mean? They don't need to do it. They have their nice stable over there. That they got their players. They don't need Rory, in my opinion. They might do it, but in my opinion, they don't need him. I think they're okay.
Now, to leave this part of the news segment here, because we need to get to our break here, but... Mm-hmm. What's that to say about the apparel and the footwear? I mean, they're going to be, looks like they're all in on those two products when it comes to golf, is the apparel and the footwear. And Nike's been very well known. And you know, I'm mm-hmm. sorry to say it, but in some like schools and some athletic sports, Under Armour is really, you know, kind of moving in on Nike on that.
Yes.
And Nike really has to say, okay, we need to retake over that part of it. Yeah. But Under Armour really coming in to the amateur athletes and say, you are better off wearing our stuff than anybody else. And they're pretty much succeeding because these young kids love that Under Armour brand. And Nike Golf is really going towards and really putting it all in for the apparel and footwear. What do you see coming out of this?
It's funny because I was thinking the same thing about Under Armour. You know what I mean? And Under Armour, before they even signed Jordan Spieth, was making a huge push in apparel, whether it be in golf or anywhere. I mean, they've just come out guns blazing. So I think that they're leading right now, and I think Nike's going to have to catch up, if they can catch up. You know what I mean? Because yeah. I don't know if they can catch up. That might be their last hope if they want to stay in the golfing industry. You know what I mean?
Exactly right. But, you know what, we need to head into our next break here and get to our first guest, which will be Gus Buster. And we didn't get a chance to talk about it, Billy, but you have a Gus Buster umbrella, and I know you love it, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
All right.
I got myself my Gus Buster.
All right. So Billy's going to stick around for our interview with Andrew Workman because we're talking some charity. Folds of Honor is going to be a part of that talk, and we'll talk about that in our last segment. So, Billy, we'll see you a little bit later on. But first, we're going to head into our first break. When we come back, Steve Asman is going to be joining us from Gus Buster Umbrella. We'll be right back right after this. Your golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off at GolfKnickers.com. We'll be right back.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? ReadyPut. It's the putter cover reinvented. ReadyPut has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. ReadyPut Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with ReadyPut.
For more information about ReadyPut, visit ReadyPut.com. That is ReadyPut.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Dots is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Dots can personalize it for you. Golf Dots confirms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Dots is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis. So to order your golf dots, visit www.golfdots, that's GolfDotz.com. Golf Dots is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Dots is www.golfdots.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's BIGGJON15, you get a discount for your golf dots. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
Consistency is more important than power in golf, says Jim McLean of Jim McLean Golf Schools. Swing Wizard Golf Training Tool will improve things like ideal swing plane, proper swing path, proper shoulder rotation, impact position, timing and tempo, and more. The Swing Wizard demonstrates how a balanced, effortless swing should feel. Swing Wizard builds muscle memory, allowing more consistency and accuracy. Increases flexibility through the backswing, providing instant feedback for immediate correction. Practice with the Swing Wizard anytime, anywhere, even in your own home. Groove your swing all year long. The Swing Wizard Golf Training Tool will also include aim sticks in an instructional video featuring Jim McLean demonstrating his famous 8-step swing drill using the Swing Wizard. For more information about Swing Wizard, visit www.swingwizardgolf.com.
Golf Talk for golfers on Biggs Golf Talk. Back to Big John and Dennis the Menace.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk here on the Lake County Sports Network Stitcher Radio and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. I'm Big John Vick, and as we head up to tee it up here on 6, 7, 8, 9, and you know, the weather might be a little iffy. I think I need to take an umbrella out onto the course with me and, you know, going with the best umbrella, making sure it doesn't flip open. You know, in the Wisconsin area, in Illinois, in the Midwest, period, it can get pretty gusty. It can get pretty windy. You know, Chicago, the Windy City. It's not just called the Windy City just for the heck of it. It could get downright windy. As a matter of fact, I know the ladies of the LPGA UL International Crown Tournament knows exactly what I am talking about, because Gustbuster, the world's smartest umbrella, had provided the team umbrellas for the LPGA's 2016 UL International Crown that was held at the Merritt Club in Gurnee, Illinois. And Gustbuster provided umbrellas for all 8 teams competing in that event: United States, Republic of Korea, Australia, Japan, Chinese Taipei, Thailand, China, and England. Now, the golf father, Bill Cuevas, you know who he is. He's a regular contributor here on Biggs Golf Talk. As a matter of fact, also one of the co-hosts here on Biggs Golf Talk once in a while, said to me, "Big John, you have to get Gustbuster on your show. I just received one of these umbrellas with the Golf Father logo on it and put it to the test on the golf course, and this is one incredible umbrella, probably the best umbrella he's ever owned." And I said, "Billy, if the recommendation comes for you, I'm going to reach out to Gustbusters and get them on a program." As a matter of fact, that's who we have on the show right now. He's the CEO and the president of Gustbuster Umbrellas, Steve Assman. And Steve, tell me, why an umbrella?
Well, before we get started, I just want to make sure the introduction is correct. I'm also the head floor sweeper and warehouse man and
forklift driver.
And with my wife, the garbage taker outer, you know.
The janitor, the custodial guy, yeah, yeah. The IT person. Oh, man,
No. They don't let me get near IT. I'll be the first person. You don't want me near the IT. We're having a fire here. We are the unflippable and flappable and leakable Gustbuster. I started, came out on tour, won product of the year, and went to the players and asked them what they wanted and developed an umbrella that won't flip, flap, or fold to, we'd like to say over 55, but most of our umbrellas are well over 60 miles an hour. We always 5 miles in our pocket, so to speak, because it is a handmade item, but they come with a lifetime guarantee. So it is basically the last umbrella you ever have to buy unless you cut the fabric. So why buy anything else is what, yeah, I'd like to say. So would my kids like to tell you that too. Why buy anything else?
Now, it's a great story, because we were talking during a commercial break, a great story on how the umbrella actually got onto the PGA Tour. Talk about that.
Well, I went out on tour with 70 umbrellas, and it just so happened it was a rainy tournament and ended up being a 3-day tournament at the BC Open, which is now the Dick's Champions Tour. So it's sort of funny. Those guys I started with are now all ending up on the Champions Tour. So it's sort of a real process of how I've, you know, survived in the golf business. From there, we ended up winning the golf tournament, the first and second guys. The third guy, I believe, was Tiger Woods. He'd yet to win a golf tournament, yet he was still an amateur. I'm dating myself. And now, last year, we won Product of the Year at the ING. We started selling some golf club companies because they, once all these players wanted the umbrella, they changed their contracts to make sure that whoever got the bag got the umbrella contract. So I had to chase after them. It took a few more months. Next thing you know, we in about 2 years. We were about 80% of the tour without paying a player, and then we got up to about 98% of the golf tour. Had some production problems, could not produce enough umbrellas, and now we're about 70%, but it just opened up another factory, so we'll be going after our old business again in a hard way. Got some new things coming out in about a year to make sure that Gustbuster still is the smartest umbrella and the best umbrella you'll ever buy.
Now, this has been wind-tested. So the claim of 55-plus miles per hour of wind is not a self-claim. You've actually had it tested and certified by the College of Aeronautics with withstanding the winds of 55-plus upward miles per hour winds. And so talk about how the testing went.
It came about very interestingly. There was another umbrella company, who I shall remain nameless, that's been around since 1899, that Byron Nelson was their tour rep. I came out with the umbrella, and they decided to do a test with a doctored Gustbuster umbrella and a fake test. So I went to a local college, which is by LaGuardia Airport, called, at the time it was called College of Aeronautics, now called Vaughan College. It's right by the airport at LaGuardia. Anybody comes into New York. And I actually had to buy a Dwyer torpedo tube to test it with, and we used the back of their wind tunnel lab to check what the space was. And then, of course, being that we're in New York, I invited some local media there, like Fox and News 12 and CBS, and they came down and witnessed the golf test, and it was so successful that I decided to call up the manufacturer of that wind tunnel lab and tell them I only want the back piece with the fan, and I want to bring it to the show because of this videotape. And I decided to bring it to the show and basically put an ad in the newspaper at the trade show that says every day at 1 o'clock, any other umbrella maker that wants to compete against us is allowed to come and, you know, the media is welcome. Simply put, we're providing wind to eliminate all the hot air, and we've been the number one umbrella ever since because I basically built the wind tunnel fan to put our money where our mouth is, which I think is important. If you're going to brag that you have the best product, and you do, you better be able to back it up. So, you know, right now we make umbrellas for third-party media places like Good Morning America, ABC, Fox News Channel. I've had people like Steve Ducey use it in Hurricane Sandy and say it on the air, which they can see either on our website or then go to Amazon.com and see some of the third-party endorsements. That's one of them on there. The Weather Channel tried to break our folding umbrella and against the golf umbrella, which is really unfair. But we were successful. We did better than the golf umbrella that they had by far, and they couldn't match our claims. So when you build something and it's good, they will come. And that's why I built the wind tunnel, and I went to the players to make sure why they want it. You and I had an earlier discussion of why I didn't put a particular runner, which is the piece that goes up and down the shaft, for the golf umbrella. And it was for both maintenance and also for save weight, because you always want to save weight on an umbrella in golf, but for people who walk. And I designed this umbrella for the tour and then made a non-tour size golf cart umbrella, you know, for people who drive a cart, which is basically the standard umbrella. But I really originally designed the umbrella for the golf tour because those guys have to play in the rain and they can afford to use anything. I don't play players, so they want ours. We do the Ryder Cup. We do the Walker Cup. We do the Solheim Cup. We do the President's Cup. We do them all. And the Walker Cup. I mean, I do every cup there is. I don't play a player. I do the rules officials umbrellas as well. All these people can afford the seven. And the reason why those names are important to me is those guys have to play in the rain. And the teams, without their sponsors, want to carry an umbrella because they're basically working for those, you know, doing those teams for free, like the Walker and the Ryder. Well, Walker's amateur, but the Ryder Cup, for instance. I don't license those brands, but the players make those, well, that would be the PGA or the PGA Tour or the LPGA, come to us because that's what they want to carry, because they want to carry a quality product. So I owe a lot of our business, Gustbuster's business, and my kids' college funds to the tour players on tour. So I thank them every day for that.
I'll tell you what, we received this umbrella this past week, and we put it to the test, opened it up in the yard, and had a big fan, and it wasn't 55 miles per hour, but we it was a decent amount of wind, and it really withstand that, and it wasn't turning upside down, it wasn't going inside out, and it doesn't bend and all that stuff. It's really a great umbrella, and some of the other features that we need to mention is It has the award-winning double canopy, and it's also available in the Pro Series Gold, 62 inches, and tour size at 68 inches. Lightning resisting, it's lightweight, super strength fiberglass shaft. It's got a hand-contoured rubber comfort grip handles, double Velcro closure straps, and usually umbrellas only come with one Velcro closure strap.
There's a reason for that, John, by the way, and I learned that from the golf tour. When I originally started, we only had one Velcro strap, and I realized when they're sticking him in the bag and the caddies are dragging him up and down off the grass, they're picking up dirt into the second canopy. So then guys would open them, and then they end up eating a dirt sandwich when they first open the umbrella because it's all sitting in there and being attached to the side of the bag. The rubber handle is another thing we learned. We had a different handle on originally, and I ended up using a rubber, pure rubber handle, so when it sits in the sun, they get slick. Real rubber, you could take an emery cloth to like a golf grip and get that tackiness back.
Right.
So everything we've done has been learned from the golf tour, because those guys, they don't pay for it, so they don't care. So they destroy everything. So if you can live up to the rigors of a golf professional's caddy, you got something, and that's why I went out on a golf tour.
Yep, that's exactly one of the reasons why UFO Tour Golf creates the bags that they do, because, and they do it for the tour as well, is those bags, get thrown around, get thrown to the ground and stuff like that.
They sit on them. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The caddies sit on the end of the bags. I mean, they sit on my golf umbrella. I've seen Davis Love was using my particular umbrella as a teaching aid. and smacking it one day. And he goes, these are really good umbrellas. I go, yeah, they're really good in the rain. I don't know how they're good as a teaching aid. He says, they're good for that too.
And the colors, the colors that is available, every color and combination imaginable is available with Gustbuster, isn't it?
Well, if they special order, and if it's a large company I just did a law firm today, and they wanted some special thoughts. I'm doing a red navy. It's not something I normally sell, but if they give me 90 days, we can do any kind of color combinations. If anybody saw Donald Trump's umbrella last few weeks, we ended up making him a red, white, and blue stars and stripes umbrella for his campaign, which is unlike the ones that we do for Trump. It happens to be the same exact umbrella that we've made for the Walker Cup and one or two of the Ryder Cups with some variations. So there's a lot of stuff we can do. I like changing things around and coloring. We're making umbrellas now for the Queen of England, so there's some things we do differently there. So, yeah, we logo. They can get them at Amazon.com if they just want a regular umbrella, and we guarantee them for life. So I don't see why any of your listeners right now aren't on Amazon.com right now and ordering. But that's just because, my son's college bill just came, and I'm looking to sell some umbrellas right now, like every other concerned parent who have kids in college.
Well, there you go. Head over to Amazon.com and get yourself a Gustbuster umbrella. It is the last golf umbrella you will ever buy or ever need. Now, as a matter of fact, don't buy just one. He's got some color combinations that come standard. You can match it with your golf bag. You can match it with your outfit. Buy more than one and be matching. Be design. Get your
don't forget to buy one for the wife. I mean, we have other sizes, too.
There you go. Buy one for the kids, too.
They can also go to Cola. If I'm not mistaken, Cola National also has them. We may have sold, I know we've made umbrellas to Cola National, which obviously in Wisconsin, it's a very windy place. So
absolutely.
They're one of our old-time customers. Like I said, we just started putting our tour reps back on the golf business because we didn't have enough production to supply. We now actually finally have three factories, and I'm starting to finally catch up on our inventory. So that's why this is one of the first interviews I've done in over 4 years.
Wow. Well, I appreciate it. I'm honored that you took
time
out.
No, I appreciate it.
And, I'll tell you what, we're going to take some pictures with the umbrellas and put them on social media and so people can actually see that I do have one and I am using one.
Well, you need to get me your logo, John. I got a better idea. I know we sent you a few extras you can raffle off or whatever you want to do, but what I'd like to do is make a few umbrellas for your listeners with your logo on it, and you can do a contest down the road for that. I'll come back later on, and we'll go from there, but I just think it would be nice to do that. This is one of my first radio interviews. Like I said, I haven't done anything in 4 years. We've been hiding from the press because we've been the company of, no, we don't have it. I can't get you. I can't give it to you anymore.
Right.
Now that I finally have the factories where I know, see, to us, I don't just put out umbrellas. They need to live up to the guarantee because they don't taste good if you have to take them back.
Yeah, I agree. It does not. Hey, to find out more information about GustBuster, head over to GustBuster.com. That's GustBuster.com. They have GustBuster in the news. They have videos and demonstrations of what GustBuster is all about. So click on the GustBuster in the news and see all the videos, and you can see the testimonials, read the testimonials as well. If you have any questions, and you before you head over to Amazon.com, you can also give them a call at their 800 number. It's 888-GUSTBUSTER. That's 888-487-8287. 888-487-8287. And they have a great customer service center that will answer any questions you may have about GustBusters. Steve Aspen, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk.
Oh, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Quality, protection, guaranteed. That's GustBuster Umbrellas. The world's smartest golf umbrella. The world's smartest umbrella. GustBuster.com. We're going to head for the turn here on Biggs Golf Talk. Got the GustBuster up because it's sprinkling a little bit here. And we're going to stop off and get a nice little beverage, and we can sit outside and just enjoy it, even in the rain. Why? Because I have a GustBuster umbrella protecting me from getting wet. And I can just enjoy my hot dog and sit here while others are fighting to stay dry. Not Big John Vic. As a matter of fact, they could come under my GustBuster umbrella because it's that big and it protects everyone. More Biggs Golf Talk coming your way right after this here on Biggs Golf Talk.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGG Golf Talk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net. INSTAGolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Hey, let me tell you about Ruckett Sports. Ruckett Sports has a design philosophy that emphasizes constant innovation. All products are designed with input from college-level athletes, coaches, customer feedback, and ideas are critical as they work to improve the functionality and durability of their designs. Ruckett provides quality practice nets for any golfer looking to improve their game. Hey, listen. I've been using Ruckett nets for years. It has helped me improve my game, and it can help you too. Ruckett Sports stands behind everything they build, and if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, they will replace or refund your purchase and ensure that you are happy with your decision to buy from Ruckett. From baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and golf, it doesn't matter. Ruckett Sports is the only way to improve your game. Visit Ruckett.com to improve your game. That is RUKKET.com.
This is Biggs Golf Talk with Big John Vic and Dennis the Menace.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper.
Recently, Golf Life flew out to the Palm Springs area to work with professional golfer Tom Pernice Jr. He showed us a golf training device that simultaneously corrects the most frequent faults golfers face with their golf swing. Train your arms and hands to execute and deliver the best golf swing every time with Power Package Golf. Here's Mike Billingsley to tell you more.
The Power Package is an amazing new golf training aid developed out of the frustration of a golf teacher.
I wanted a training aid that would kind of encompass the whole swing.
The result is the Power Package, a dynamic new device that helps all golfers feel correct positions throughout the golf swing. The innovative Power Package was taken out to the professional tours and immediately noticed by several top PGA professionals.
I just want to give you a few thoughts of what I think about the Power Package and why I think it's such an outstanding product. One, you can attach it and put it onto your own golf club. Two, it's a very simple way to really understand the very beginning of the golf swing and how you're going to set the golf club. All you're trying to do is to get these two bands to be on the tops of your two forearms. So you just go to there and feel what that is. From there, just take the package up to the top, bring it back down in front, angles out, and go through. It's such a simple device that you can put on your own club very simply and hit balls with it and create the fields that's going to help you to have better fundamentals in controlling the face angle throughout your golf swing and being able to maintain that power package till the arms get back down in front of you.
Simplicity often leads to the most effective training aids. The Power Package is proving to be very effective for golfers of all levels.
You know, it's a revelation, I guess, as simply as I can put it.
There's very little that you can do to mess up while using the Power Package. It's very simple, and it gives you instant feedback, which is the best thing.
Puts me into a position up top to where all I have to do now is just rotate through the ball, and I don't have to worry about throwing my hands through it.
I'd always revert to someone watching me. Was it this? Was it that? Was that flat? Was this rolling? And I could utilize this tool for myself. I didn't need somebody to tell me what was happening or what was not happening.
So I started with what do the wrists do in the golf swing? And basically they cock, the left wrist cocks, right wrist bends backwards. So I started with this position here. So that's mainly how the wrists work, get the elbows close together, and then I just basically try to figure out how to match that. And so that right there, when you swing back, creates all the correct positions all the way back and through. So by getting the wrist in the right spot and having something almost lock that in there, that's how I created it.
Just basic principles of where I'd ever learned to really set the club properly. This device basically showed me, and I could self-teach myself, what I needed to feel and what I needed to do for that to happen.
Everything was much more simple. I don't feel like I have to work near as hard.
Big difference in just I get to go on the golf course and hit golf shots that I've never been able to hit before, and that's powerful.
It was just a consistent improvement of from shot to shot.
It's probably the best thing that an amateur can get.
I think it's going to be in a lot of people's hands really quickly.
Very simple, but I think it will give you the feels to really help you get a lot more consistent and have a lot less curve on your golf ball.
If you're interested to learn more about this training aid, head over to powerpackagegolf.com and see if this device can help improve your golf game. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter @golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports station, so check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this.
Loft Golf is a different kind of golf apparel brand. Catering to the average golfer just like us, Loft Golf Apparel is created with quality at affordable prices with a fun logo. Lofters like to have fun and look good when on the golf course. Nothing is more embarrassing than lingering sweat marks on your shirt and residue odors after washing it. With Loft Golf shirts featuring Loft Tech, you will be wearing technology advanced material. With many designs to choose from, Loft Golf Apparel is backed with a 100% lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. Be sure to check out and ask about their Loft Golf Tournament program for your next golf event. Loft Golf has nothing to do with your score, but everything to do with your fun attitude. Visit loftgolf.net. That's loftgolf.net. Loft Golf, quality golf apparel for the rest of us.
Water has always been a powerful force.
And now, it's the power inside Bridgestone's new B330s. Introducing HydroCore Technology, a revolutionary process that enhances the gradation of the solid core's inner and outer regions for less spin and more distance. Try Bridgestone's new B330s and see how a little water goes a long way.
Bridgestone. You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. What another great golf life report that was. And we are here teeing up on 16, 17, and 18. Looks like we have to do a speed job because golfing 100 holes, whoo, you need a whole day to golf 100 holes. And Bill the Golf Father Quave is back with us here on Biggs Golf Talk. And Billy, you and I are trying to plan something in the fall to benefit the Folds of Honor, and we haven't solidified the details yet. As a matter of fact, I got to get a hold of Fox Hills Resort, make sure, and there's not going to be a problem with us getting out there. But man, we have a guest on the line that is going to be golfing 100 holes for charity, and one of those charities is the Folds of Honor. And you know, Billy, golfing 100 holes, I don't know if you've golfed 100 holes in a day.
No, the most, I mean, I've golfed about 50, and I paid the price afterwards. I don't know about 100. I think I have to build up slowly to that. It's kind of difficult, but yeah. Know, but when you, it's for charity, man. You know, I mean, you could heal afterwards. So it's pretty good. It's a great cause.
One of those charities is the Folds of Honor Foundation, and Andrew Workman is our guest, and he plans on playing 100 holes of golf in a day to raise money for the Folds of Honor Foundation, and he is committed to participate in this year's NCPGA Charity Golf Challenge. The NCPGA Charity Golf Challenge was established by local PGA professionals to raise money for local community programs and charities through the Northern California PGA Foundation. Here to join us is our guest, Andrew Workman. And Andrew, welcome into Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Tell us, how did it all start for you? When did you find the love for golf?
Well, I've been a golf professional for about 10 years now. And basically around that same time, the Folds of Honor started. So I've kind of had it in my professional career throughout the whole span of it. But since I've gotten away from the being involved at golf courses, my company now, Hole-in-One USA, we do hole-in-one insurance, I've kind of had a little harder time being able to raise funds for the Folds of Honor. So when I saw this opportunity pop up, I definitely tried to jump on it so I could get out there and play some golf. It's going to be a long day, 100 holes, but it's going to raise a lot of awareness for the Folds of Honor and hopefully a lot of funds for the Folds of Honor as well.
Have you golfed 100 holes in a day before?
I have not golfed 100 holes in a day before, so I'm kind of scared about it as well myself. Like I said, the fastest I ever played 18 holes is probably about an hour, 45 minutes, so if I keep that same pace, it's going to be over a 10-hour day, so I really have to play fast.
Now, is there a plan of attack? Are we clearing the golf course for you to do this? What's going to happen on August 30th?
Well, the Northern California PGA section and their foundation have kind of set this up along with Blackcock Country Club in Danville, California. Their director of golf, Tim Burr, was lucky enough to basically donate the golf course for us that day. And they're going to have multiple people out there raising money for different foundations and different organizations. So I think that they're going to have a maximum of maybe 8 to 10 groups playing on the golf course. So I believe everyone has the same idea in mind of let's play as fast as possible. I think that Tim has played in it a number of years, and they said that the fastest he's ever finished 100 holes was in 8 hours. So that's going to be my goal, which is going to be playing very fast.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Billy, 100 holes in 8 hours. I barely finished 36 holes in 5.5 hours. that's some quick time there, Billy. Don't you agree?
Look, you know, in my mind, what's running through it right now is like, you know what? I could play 100 holes on an executive course in about 3 hours. Is that really cheating, though? I can still raise money, right?
You know, I mean,
yeah, you know, it's like par threes and get a golf cart and maybe do it even faster. You know what I mean? But we can raise a lot of money. You know what I mean? It won't take us as long, but it might work. I think me and Vic are going to have to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Andrew, are you going to be walking? Are you going to be riding? What's the plan of attack for yourself and your game?
I'm going to be riding, and my wife's going to be riding along with me. She's going to be my caddy for the day, trying to keep me hydrated and keep me eating some sandwiches throughout the day, and also hopefully tending the pen for me every now and then.
Well, there you go.
You might need to get some swing oil. That's what you need, some swing oil. That'll help.
I don't know. You can't really be drinking a beer whole like you usually do out
there. No. Swing oil is a new drink.
Swing oil is a supplement that'll help you keep you loose and keep you energized for the day. And it's a really, they have three different flavors, lemon lime, strawberry banana, and orange. And let me tell you something, you could freeze these and it tastes like a popsicle. You can drink them cold and it really, really, it's like a Red Bull, but for golfers.
Is the one that does that.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Those guys were down at the PGA show when we were down there in January, and I have a couple samples that I've held on to. I think I will break those out for this event.
Yeah, freeze them.
Yeah.
They're really, really. It was, and big nose. I was very skeptical of it, and after we had our resident doctor check it out, he's like, "Go for it," and I did, and it really worked. So I was.
It has the glucosamine and chondroitin in there as well.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yep. So, I mean, it gives you a nice boost. I mean, whether you're going to take it at the turn, depending on what time you guys start, I mean, it gives you a nice little boost, and it helps you. One of the guys that I was part of Mizuno with, he swears by it, and he was in back pain forever. I've known him for years, and he started using that regularly every day, and he said his back has never felt as good as it does right now.
Billy, back in the outing when we were in Indianapolis at the, Patriot shootout.
Folds of Honor.
Yeah. Remember I told you when we were putting our clubs away, I said, man, my joints feel really good because we actually drank that on the air and I actually had one on the course, but I was like, my knees are feeling great. My feet are feeling great, where usually after 18 holes, I need some Advil. But I'll tell you what, swing oil is no joke and, it's very healthy. And, like you said, Billy, we had our resident doctor look at it and he's like, oh yeah, this stuff is not bad for you.
Yep.
So
yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So you might want to try that, Andrew.
I will have to give it a try. I don't know which turn I'll be taking it on. It's 5.5 total rounds to get to 100 holes of golf. So I got at least 15 turns there to pick from.
Yeah, there you go. Now your fundraising goal. Talk about your fundraising goal. What amount is it, and what does my listeners and my golf family need to do?
Well, my fundraising goal is to raise at least $2,500, $2,500 for the Folds of Honor. Because the way that the NTPGA Foundation does the fundraising for this event, half of the money goes to the Folds of Honor and half of the money goes to the NTPGA Foundation. One of the organizations that it supports is PGA Hope, which is helping our Patriots Everywhere, which is a program designed to help veterans in the rehabilitation and assimilation back into society with free golf clinics and group outings. There are three main golf courses that in Northern California that have started at so far, Cherry Island, Cypress Lakes, and the Presidio Golf Club, that have hosted these events so far, and we're going to be growing that throughout the next couple of years as well, hopefully get it into Northern Nevada as well, kind of growing a little bit east. But to go online, you would go to pgagolfday.com and select the Northern California section, and then click on my page there, and you can donate. You can do a dollar a hole, 50 cents a hole, a quarter a hole, or you can just do a flat donation. $5, $10, everything helps. It goes to the great cause of the Folds of Honor, helping with educational scholarships for families of the fallen and wounded soldiers.
Absolutely. We've been supporting the Folds of Honor, as you have, from year one. And Billy, I know, we know Major Ed Polito very, very well, Dan Major Dane Rooney, and Ginger Gilbert Rivala, and all those people that are great, Mike Daggett and his whole family's involved. Pop, husband, wife, the daughter. She's starting her own chapter for junior golfers to benefit the Folds of Honor. Andrew, did you serve in the military at all, or are you just a big supporter?
I did not serve in the military at all, and I was actually having that conversation with Major Ed and Jim Rivella about how my grandfather actually served in the military. And the clerical aspect of it, the typewriting, he actually took typewriting when he was growing up, and they ended up saving his life in the military because he was taken out of his group and put into the clerical side of his post, and his whole group that he was a part of was killed in the war. And so being able to know how to do the typewriter actually saved his life, and without that knowledge, I wouldn't be here today. So I kind of look at that as kind of my moment of synchronicity where It's more of the office-related side, the business side of it, where I can help out to serve and to help out these families, where I never served myself, but I still feel very much appreciative to everyone who has given their ultimate sacrifice to defend this country and the freedoms that we enjoy. So I try to do everything I can. And say when I started working with the Folds of Honor, I felt like we were doing a great job. And then we went down and went to a Folds of Honor event down at the PGA show. And, oh, man, I felt like there was so much more we could do.
I encourage anybody to attend a Folds of Honor event because, one, you will get addicted. Two, you will want to do more, not feel like you have to do more. You will want to do more. Mm-hmm. And Billy, you and I were talking about this, and we really want to do more than do a show at the Patriot Shootout or attend the event or be there in person for support. We really want to do more, and we have plans in making right now to do that. And it sounds like, Andrew, you were in the same boat. You attended the event, became addicted to what they were doing, and you wanted to do more.
Yeah. And we, through our partnership with the Folds of Honor, we created our Patriot Golf Day Backpack promotion, which is for golf courses to help raise money for the Folds. And in the past 2 years, we've had around 90 courses be involved and helped raise just over $160,000 for the Folds of Honor.
Great.
That's
nice
awesome.
Job.
So we're hoping to meet that number again this year and continue to raise funds for the Folds.
Andrew, I tip my golf cap to you, my friend, and appreciate what you're doing for the Folds of Honor. And I know, you know, Major Ed Polito and the whole Folds of Honor people, they really appreciate it too. And we want to wish you nothing but the best of luck on August 30th. And again, what is that website for people to make a donation?
PGAGolfDay.com.
And all they do is click on the Northern California section and find your name there, and you can make a donation, right?
Yep. My name will be, there's a fundraising leaderboard at the bottom of the page. I'm currently in third, so I need some more donations to help me to get back up towards the top of the leaderboard.
Andrew, you can count on myself and the Golf Father to social media blast your fundraiser page, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck on August 30th. We'll be, you know, following your progress, my friend.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Good luck. You know, Billy, I got to tell you, it's really something else when you see patriots like this step up, and we have seen it over and over and over the years, patriots stepping up, doing something for the cause of the Folds of Honor, and another great patriot, another great wingman, Andrew Workman, doing his part.
Yes, and like you said, you don't have to be a serviceman to help. There are so many ways to get involved and help the Folds of Honor. You've seen, I've been to a lot of the events, and every event propels me to go further and do more, and it's like, you think you're almost doing enough, and you go to one of these events, and then you realize you're not doing enough. You got to do more, and you got to give more. And there's so many ways to help. I mean, he's 100 holes of golf is a lot, but he's going for a great cause.
Yeah,
I wish him the best of luck.
I wish him nothing but the best of luck too. Well, that does it for us, Billy. And thank you again for joining me here on Biggs Golf Talk. You're always a great contributor, great friend, and a great co-host. So. Until next time, my friend, let's get out and play some golf, huh?
You got it, brother. Let's get out there. 19th hole.
That's right, baby. All right, I want to thank Steve Asman from Gust Buster Umbrella. I want to thank Andrew Workman, who is golfing 100 holes for charity on August the 30th. And I want to thank the Golf Life Report as well. That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Ready Putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line has been sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. LoftGolf.net. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here
on Biggs Golf Talk.
Tune in when Big John and Dennis attempt to hit them straight with golf information, guests, and valuable tips. May your drives find the fairways and your putts find the cups.
Four!